Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers return to Miller Park, open up a week-long homestand against the top two teams in the National League Western Division, hosting second-place San Francisco on Tuesday night, and the Brewers score a 4-3 victory. Gerardo Parra, just acquired from the Arizona Diamondbacks last week, comes up with his first hit as a Milwaukee Brewer in his home debut, and it's a big one. It's the tie-breaking solo home run in the bottom of the seventh.
I'm happy first because we win, and that's the point. Just my play hard, and do it the best for my team.
Yeah, made a nice catch in left field, starting for Chris Davis in the eighth inning. Catcher Jonathan Lucroy says this guy's going to help us.
That's a big hit by him, a big AB, and you know he's been in the playoffs. He was in the playoffs against us here, had some big at-bats against us past few years, so he knows what he's doing. Defensively, I mean, he made a huge play out there in left field down the line. And, you know, he's going to contribute. He's going to help us out down the road.
Carlos Gomez hits a two-run home run in the third off Tim Lincecum to get the Brewers in front. And it was Gomez coming through with a daring two-out bunt single RBI in the fifth inning. Jimmy Nelson, who got the win to go to 2-2, gave up that three-run lead on one pitch. Pablo Sandoval, a three-run home run in the sixth. But then Parra came through, and Francisco Rodriguez finished it off with his 33rd save, although the game ended in very unusual manner. Giants looking to rally in the top of the ninth. Had Hunter Pence on first base. A ground ball to Ricky Weeks had him on the move. Weeks' throw to first for the final out was ruled safe. Suddenly the Giants had two men on, but manager Ron Renicki comes out of the dugout, challenges the call, gets the replay, and much to the chagrin of Giants manager Bruce Bochy, it went from safe to out, and the ball game was over.
I didn't think they were going to overturn it. A couple angles. I don't know how you, I just don't see how it got overturned. It was so close. You know, you always hear that word conclusive, but, you know, but they did, and that's the game.
Brewers will send Yovani Gallardo against Ryan Vogelsong in Game 2 of the series on Wednesday night. Brewers make a roster move. Matt Garza goes on the 15-day disabled list with that oblique strain. Rob Wooten called up from AAA Nashville. Brewers haven't announced yet who's going to take Garza's spot in the rotation. Next scheduled start Saturday against the L.A. Dodgers. Milwaukee maintains a one-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals, who defeated the Boston Red Sox 3-2. John Jay with a go-ahead RBI single in the eighth inning. Pittsburgh Pirates now 2.5 games behind the Brewers as they fall to the Miami Marlins 6-3. Manager Clint Hurdle disappointingly watched his team give up 5 runs in the eighth inning.
We just didn't meet the demands of the game in the eighth inning. I mean, there were walks involved. We made an error. No, we just didn't get the things done we needed to get done with a one-run lead.
Mets, a winner over the Nationals, 6-1. Daniel Murphy went 3-for-4 with 2 runs batted in. Cubs, another extra inning victory, 6-5 in 12 innings over the Colorado Rockies. Javier Baez, his first major league hit, just happened to be a solo home run in the top of the 12th. The American League Tigers over the Yankees, 4-3 in 12. Alex Avila with a home run in the top half of the 12th. Orioles up their lead to 5 games in the AL East by beating second place Toronto 9-3. Texas pummeled the White Sox 16-0, 18 hits for the Rangers. Chicago had to use slugger Adam Dunn to pitch the final inning, did give up a run. And the A's over the Rays 3-0. Jason Hamill, his first win since being acquired from the Cubs. In interleague play, Reds over the Indians by a 9-2 count. Johnny Cueto with a complete game victory. For the Phillies over the Astros, 2-1 in 15 innings. Ryan Howard with a walk-off single. Twins beat the Padres 3-1. Kansas City over the Arizona Diamondbacks, 12-2. They scored 8 runs in the fifth. Nori Aoki, the former Brewer, with a grand slam home run in that one. Seattle beat Atlanta 4-2. Felix Hernandez now 12-3. And the Dodgers beat the Angels 5-4. Winning run scoring in the bottom of the ninth on a throwing error. Minor League Baseball, Timber Rattlers fall at Cedar Rapids 9-0. Cardinals score 6 runs in the fourth inning. Rattlers now a game and a half behind Cedar Rapids for that second half playoff spot in the Midwest League, and they'll wrap up that road trip against Cedar Rapids on Wednesday night. Major League Baseball is a year removed from the Biogenesis scandal, which dragged Brewer slugger Ryan Braun into the web with a host of suspensions. And 1 year to the day of the Biogenesis scandal, the founder of that clinic, Tony Bosch, turns himself into DEA agents. He's facing charges of conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids. Mark Truville is the FBI special agent in charge of the investigation.
Mr. Bosch has never had and does not have a DEA registration. He is not a licensed medical professional. He is not a doctor. He is a drug dealer.
More in baseball news. San Diego Padres found a new general manager. There are reports that the Padres will hire A.J. Preller as their new GM. He has been with the Texas Rangers for the past 10 seasons. Major League Baseball will soon have a replacement for Bud Selig, USA Today's reporting. Chief Operating Officer in MLB, Rob Manfred, along with Executive Vice President of Business, Tim Brosnan, and Boston Red Sox Chairman Tom Werner are the three finalists. The owners are meeting next week, and a vote is expected. Football news, Green Bay Packers have lost Don Barkley maybe for the season. Started at right tackle for the injured Brian Bulaga all of last year, and at practice on Tuesday, head coach Mike McCarthy watched Barkley go down right in front of him.
The injury, I was in a team blitz drill. Frankly, I was standing right behind him. Just, you know, he got himself in a bad position. So, he's being evaluated.
That evaluation has apparently resulted in a torn ACL and surgery likely for Barkley. He was a versatile offensive lineman and the swing tackle. That role may now go to Derek Sherrod, the former number one draft choice, coming back himself from a year and a half with a broken leg. That was a severe injury, but he's been on the practice field throughout camp. And TJ Lang says Sherrod's looking pretty good.
It's been big to have Derek back. He's a guy who, you know, he's had his injury struggles throughout the past couple of years, and I think he's had a hell of a camp. I mean, he looks bigger, he looks stronger, he looks quicker. So he's a guy that, you know, it's definitely good to have some insurance. You know, him being that tackle, that third guy.
Packers preparing for their preseason opener Saturday night in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans. Chicago Bears have suspended tight end Martellus Bennett indefinitely for what's been described as conduct detrimental to the team. Wisconsin Badgers are 2 days into their fall camp under second-year head coach Gary Anderson.
Energy's good. Excitement's good, what you would expect. Keep on grinding through camp. They look pretty healthy. Looks like the strength coaches did a nice job with getting them in shape and putting them out there on the field. So, positive day. You know, some good, some bad, everything in between. But I like where the kids' mindset, which is probably the most important thing.
Badgers open the season at the end of the month on the road at LSU. And historic news out of the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have hired Becky Hammon as an assistant coach. She's wrapping up a 13-year career in the WNBA. The 37-year-old will join Greg Popovich's coaching staff as the first female assistant coach in NBA history. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.